Hi, it's Natasha with you on BFBS, the Forces Station. And joining us now, we have Chris Pine and Ben Foster. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So first of all, Ben, for those who haven't heard about The Contractor yet, can you tell us what the film's all about?
On the surface, it's an action thriller. And upon further investigation, it's a look at inherited violence that's passed on from father to son.
And Chris, you had a military advisor working on the film with you, a former US Army Special Forces Green Beret. So what sort of military training did you do to take on this role? And what sort of tips and advice did he give you?
I had about 3.5 months prior to leaving in the fall for Romania to shoot. I went and worked with a guy named Chris Dunn out in the desert here in California, who works training special operators and police and et cetera. We did 3 or 4 days a week of close quarters combat training, munitions training, operating, hardware under fire, under duress, sniper training, all sorts of stuff. A lot of swimming, a lot of underwater training, a lot of lifting weights, a lot of talking to Bert Kuntz, who was a Special Forces Green Beret medic, who operated in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Just about what it was like to be in war zones. I read a lot of books about what it was like to go to war. I've never been myself, obviously. And then going through the script with Bert, and you know, it's a film, it's fiction, but we wanted to make sure we paid homage to the reality of, to a certain extent, of what it means to be a private contractor and a special forces operator. And I think we did that, and that's all thanks to Bert.
And Chris, part of this action film is about your character transitioning out of the military and the struggles with his family. You tackle some really difficult subjects in the film, but since the pandemic, it feels like talking about mental health has become less of a taboo. So how important do you think it was to include that in the film?
Huge. It's everything. Ben and I talked about it all the time. I mean, look, we have to do we're in a commercial business. We like to sell a film. So this is certainly an action thriller, but at the heart of it, it's a character study. Really at the heart of it is the emotional consequence of killing and being killed. So in this film, the bad guy is killed. And then you have a scene that's with the person that killed the man sitting with his boy and his wife and seeing the emotional consequence of having ripped that family apart. Again, I'm not an expert in this field, but it seems to me is that at one point in time, we as nation states that sent men and women off to war did a better job of sending men and women off and allowing them back in. And there were two processes in order to sustain mental health with these individuals. And with the conception of jet plane travel in Vietnam, where people were fighting in the bush and then an hour and a half later in Bangkok having a party, instead of World War II, where they would go off to fight and then spend 2 months on a ship coming back home where they could process their experiences with the men and women with whom they fought, it doesn't seem like there are good enough facilities in place to help transitioning warriors come back home and be allowed into normal society where killing, death, and violence are not an everyday norm. And it so seems to me, and I'm not an educated professional, but it seems to me from my understanding, we could do a lot better job of making that happen.
It's an incredibly interesting film on several levels. But Ben, there's so many twists and turns all over the place, and you get really emotionally involved in these veterans' lives. But what did you enjoy about the film?
Asking these questions with a friend. I'm getting to ask these questions with Chris on set and off set. If you can spend your time sparking thought or enriching your understanding of a vital part of our nation's fabric, it's time well spent.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.